Welcome to another edition of Marketing Insights, a monthly podcast where we talk to industry leaders about key issues, trends, legislative initiatives, and association news that affects all of us who serve the construction, industrial, and MRO markets. Sit back now and enjoy as we learn together.
Welcome to another edition of Marketing Insights. Today, we're visiting with Russ Hill, president of Ultimate Lead Systems. We're going to talk about the evolution of CRM in the age of social media. Russ, you started Ultimate Lead Systems over 25 years ago, and I guess needless to say that CRM and sales lead management programs have changed pretty dramatically over those years. While the management tools may have changed, what changes have you seen from management needs perspective?
Thanks, John. Interestingly enough, if you look back to early customer relationship management programs like ACT or Siebel or Goldmine or SAP, you see that the primary focus was providing salespeople with a contact management tool. These programs ran on desktops and enabled companies typically to build, profile, and manage customer and prospect databases, and management could more easily keep track of sales activity by customer, who their salespeople were calling on, when they were making those calls, and the results. And salespeople and management could also create yearly forecasts and track achievement typically. Though CRM programs have become more sophisticated over the years, these things, I think, remain a major focus point for many in management.
Yeah, you mentioned sales lead management. That's a big part of CRM, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Sales lead management certainly falls under the CRM umbrella, but it typically is a function in a program unto itself with its own special challenges. For example, a lift truck dealer may generate leads from its trade shows, advertising, website, pay-per-click, or other sources like Buyer Zone. And these leads or inquiries then need to be quickly answered, quite possibly qualified through some method, and then distributed to dealers or salespeople who are then asked to follow up and report back. And oftentimes, manufacturers' dealers may have their own CRM program in place, so the program that is needed in sales lead management in distribution is very specific for that purpose. Sales lead management and CRM programs need to talk to each other in some way, and that's just part of the challenge.
Well, the Internet has changed how nearly everyone does business, both from the buyer's and the seller's perspective, but also from an expectation standpoint. With the web, people have information at their fingertips and expect almost instantaneous response from sellers. Has this impacted traditional CRM and lead management?
Oh, absolutely. I think the old saying that the buyer buys more often than the seller sells is more true than ever. And with the web, customers have more choices and more control over the buying process. Salespeople used to have much greater control of the selling situation, but I think today customers seek out their information and solutions and then buy from whoever serves up the best value, service, and delivery. And social media, of course, and other related tools have basically changed the playing field.
Well, how so?
Well, I think companies are usually pretty good, John, at knowing who is buying from them, at least in the B2B space. And these customers can be served through email campaigns, newsletters, et cetera. The question is, who could be buying from you, who is not currently buying from you, and how can you influence and engage those people, hopefully, to win their support in their business? Are your competitors blogging, for example, and generating traffic to Facebook and then to their websites? Are they tweeting new product introductions and announcements? Is the blogosphere, if you will, talking about them or about you? Is this social media activity driving traffic to your website? And if so, is it generating new sales leads and new opportunities? Is it generating opportunities your company is not even aware of?
That's interesting. SEO, internet advertising, blogging, Twitter are all utilized by companies to build awareness and to drive web traffic. How is this linked to the CRM today?
John, I think marketing success in the past was often measured by the number of inquiries that were generated from things like advertising and trade shows. And certainly, you know, when the Internet came about and companies started putting up websites, success was often measured by how many visitors to your website you could generate. That doesn't mean much unless a company can convert that activity into some type of bona fide opportunity and ultimately sales revenue. So, for example, driving traffic to your website is important, but if the visitors don't request a quote or contact you to discuss their needs specifically so that you might have an opportunity to fulfill them and win their business, what have you really won from that activity? Now, interestingly enough, research has indicated that roughly 97% of website visitors will leave your website without requesting further information. And if you could identify who is visiting your website, when and how often, you could create a program to follow up and cultivate those potential opportunities and just perhaps, you know, turn visitors into opportunities and customers. And there are tools available certainly to help B2B companies do this, not just to identify the companies that visit, but key contacts within those companies that could then be pursued as new business opportunities and managed within a company CRM program.
Well, how else has social media impacted the world of CRM?
That's a good question. John, I think if CRM is about managing customer relationships, it includes working to improve relationships. There are social media tools available today that enable companies to monitor sentiment, for example, expressed by those using social media. For example, if someone posts a favorable or an unfavorable comment about your company on Facebook, these tracking tools can identify these remarks and categorize them as positive, neutral, or negative, so that you can actually track this and possibly respond in an appropriate manner. And I think a good example of this is the president of the travel site kayak.com was reported to actually spend time every morning tracking negative comments and posts in social media and then personally responding to the person posting in an effort to turn that experience around and turn it into something positive. And this did indeed result in some huge turnarounds on postings from these very same people with new and very positive remarks. And I think that kind of engagement certainly falls under the customer relationship management umbrella, which is outside of the traditional CRM model.
Well, when you're talking about social too, the big buzzwords anymore are ROI. So can we talk a little bit about return on investment?
Yes, we sure can. ROI on marketing has been a conversation that's been going on for probably more than the 25 years I've been in the business. But if the goal of social media efforts is to generate awareness, build your brand, drive website traffic, and generate leads, the challenge of measuring marketing ROI is really the same as it's always been. But the web, CRM, and lead management tools that are available, I think also offer some very specific resources to better measure the results. And I can, provide an example here or two. If a company were to sell, let's say, direct via its website and has a shopping cart, there are tools that enable a company to track the web page source of the visitors who actually complete sales through that company's shopping cart. So it follows that if you can track the orders back to the original web pages that generated them, or social media posts for that matter, where that customer originally came from, you have the tools to, track the return on investment from the campaign that generated that activity via social media. You've got a similar situation, I think, John, for B2B companies. Ultimately, a company would want to track what posts led to a lead being generated off of their website, and if that lead is followed up and turns into a sale, you would again be able to track those sales back to the social media activity that actually produced the lead. And in the case of B2B lead tracking, it really isn't much different than tracking a lead from, let's say, you know, a trade show or an email campaign or possibly an ad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
John, I think the bottom line of this with regards to ROI is that it's really easy to get caught up in the technology and the actions that enable all of us to engage in social media. And it's very easy to be impressed with social media tracking tools and things like sentiment ratings. But I really do think that companies need a social media strategy up front with very specific goals that include a clear focus on generating sales and ultimately revenue. And it also requires CRM and lead management programs that ultimately enable companies to track their sales results.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree. And it's amazing how the world has been changing. And there's so many now more opportunities for us to slice and dice information. And as you pointed out, we have to be sure that we get our information first. So, and in the realm of full disclosure, I want everyone to know, too, that Russ and his company, Ultimate Leads, is a strategic partner of ours. We've been doing business for as long as he's been in business with him. And he does a phenomenal job customizing things. He mentioned the web tracking of being able to find out who those 97% people are that come to your web that never click through. Check out their package of Lead Advantage, and his website is Ultimate Leads. UltimateLeads.com.
No S. Ultimate Lead. No S.
Excuse me. UltimateLead.com. Check out what he has to offer, and I think you guys would be very, very happy and delighted as to what he might be able to bring to your table. But Russ, I thank you for your time and your insights on this important topic of CRM.
John, it's a pleasure as always. Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay.